100 word stories.
Okay, today's story is called George Worships a Potato. It's by Lawrence Simon. George was a pirate, but he wasn't a very good pirate. He bonked his head on the bulkhead and taken to worshiping a potato. Eventually, the potato would rot and begin to smell. Pirates don't smell good to begin with, so when his crewmates complained about the smell, you know it was bad. George would drop the old potato overboard and get a fresh potato to worship. "It's like the Dalai Lama in his reincarnation," said George, "except with a potato." George bonked his head on the bulkhead and stopped worshiping the potato. "They worship me now," he whispered, grinning. You know, it's been a while since I wrote that, and I forget about these, and when I come across them again, I smile, because this is what my writing should be. Really wild, weird shit. I don't think anyone has written anything like that before, although with 8 billion people and 50 billion whatever, I'm sure some cave painting has a people worshiping a potato. But the point is, if you're being creative, be creative and just go in a distance. And if it's based on someone else, just say, try to think of if you ever read it. And if you didn't, you're being honest. And if they're being an asshole and just suing for the sake of suing, fuck them. Whatever. One a day until the day I die.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.